information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
All right, so we've checked on the pork industry, the beef industry. We turn now to the dairy industry. Joining us is Paul Bleiberg, Vice President, Government Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul, thank you for joining us. Your thoughts on the assistance package USDA announced late Friday. How much will that help the dairy industry?
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me on. And as you said, there's a wealth of hurt in the dairy industry right now. We're looking at a loss of over $8 billion in dairy farmer gross income this year on account of the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. As we said on Friday when the package was initially announced, it's a bit of relief, and we appreciate the step that's taken here, but we think much more is going to be needed. I would say that in a lot of other sectors outside of agriculture, you see large amounts of money being spent. And I think as we talk about agriculture and the essential nature of the farms and the food supply, more is going to need to be done here. You have milk being dumped in tremendous amounts on account of so much demand collapse, given all of the closures that have occurred. And so we're going to be working with USDA and Congress as much as we can in the coming weeks to push for an even more robust outcome here.
What is the biggest issue causing the problem right now for the dairy industry? Is it schools closing, the loss of restaurant business, or what's the biggest issue right now?
Yes, that's a good question. It's a combination of the restaurants and schools and sort of the food service industry closures as a whole, catering, events, all kinds of different things that add up. And roughly, it's about half of the cheese that we make in the country goes into what I'd call broadly away-from-home outlets, and about 60% of the butter, and I think about a quarter of the fluid milk we produce. Obviously, fluid milk is more heavily reliant on the retail volumes, but that's a significant amount of milk that goes into away-from-home outlets, most of which have either entirely or mostly collapsed right now. And that's large quantities of milk across the country that have nowhere to go. And obviously, milk has to be produced every day and moved and stored. It's a perishable good. So we've got a major problem here. We've been doing everything we can to get product where it can be consumed, which is why one of the things we've been pushing for, and obviously there was an element of this in USDA's proposal, and we had great support from Congress on this too, was product purchases, buying up product as much as we can, getting product in the hands of food banks, other food insecure populations. We've been doing a lot of work with IDFA on the processing side and with Feeding America to make sure we communicate and coordinate about the need that food banks have and the importance of getting dairy in the food banks. And so that's been a really good partnership between the three organizations. But that's why that's so important right now, because when you've got product that can go somewhere, we need to get it where it can be consumed and out of commercial channels as quickly as possible.
Yeah, what about the logistical concerns? I think it's good for the USDA is going to make these purchases and get it to people in need, but how about getting that to them? The movement and the storage, as you mentioned, you get a perishable product here. How do you see that working out?
Well, right now, fortunately, the dairy supply chain is continuing uninterrupted. I think that's a testament partly to the fact that we've been designated an essential industry, but the milk supply is safe. We've largely been able to keep moving product to market and getting product to where it needs to go. And so that's something we'll continue, like I said, working with the food banks, working with others, just to make sure that where there are issues in the movement and the distribution process, we can work those out. But milk supply continues to be moving.
All right. So as you continue to talk with Congress and the administration, what would you like to see as that next step to help the dairy industry?
So I think as to the exact next steps are partly going to depend on what we see in terms of the details on this step that was announced Friday. Obviously, we saw some things that were laid out, but not everything has been made clear. So a couple of items I'll touch on here that are important. One is the underlying payment rate in the direct payment program and what some of the parameters there are going to be, how they're going to calculate a loss, what kind of production volume they're going to use. Those are all things we've not yet seen. And so those are going to be very important details that make a difference, that will make a difference in the effectiveness of the program. A very significant issue for dairy as well is the payment limitations that were put in place. And farmers that produce large amounts of milk are going to receive very limited assistance under this package. And given the massive losses that farmers of all sizes are facing, we've raised significant concern already from producers across the country regarding the payment limits that were in the package announced Friday. And I know that's not a sentiment just shared with the dairy. It's a sentiment shared in the produce industry and the livestock industry. So that's going to be an item for continued discussion with USDA and Congress as well, because there's great concern about, while trying to be helpful here, you don't want to limit the ability to make sure that we don't lose a lot of farms on the other side of this in any size. So the payment limit issue is definitely going to be a paramount one. But as I said, there'll be other questions we have on the payment structure itself, but some of that information isn't yet known.
Yeah, we just talked with Ethan Lane with NCBA, and he brought up the payment limit issue as well and pointed out there's still hope that it can be negotiated and some changes made. Are you hopeful as well? Do you think they're open to adjusting that?
I think it remains to be seen. I think obviously we're hopeful that we can work out some kind of an adjustment there. It just depends on what plays out, I think, over the next days as more folks have a chance to digest the package and weigh in, and members of Congress will be looking at this too and weighing in, obviously. So we've been talking to folks on Capitol Hill about this issue in both chambers and both parties to make them aware of what a concern it is for dairy. And it's really a concern across a lot of different states, too. It's not just a concern in any one place. And it's really about not just making sure that we have a milk supply, but making sure that we keep family farms in business after this. And this is such an unusual situation that there isn't on account of COVID-19 and the response to it, that we do worry that if the right steps aren't taken, we could lose a massive amount of the industry and a massive amount of farmers on the other side of this. And I know
I think that's a big part of this, yes.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get through it, but we also have to look, are we going to have much industry left, you know, after this is over? I think you're right. You got to be looking ahead on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for the update, and we'll stay in touch as we get more developments here. But thank you for being with us. Take care.
Take care, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right. Paul Bleiberg, Vice President, Government Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. So I think you've heard it laid out very clearly there what the pork, beef, and dairy industries are dealing with. And this is throughout agriculture, really throughout the economy, but we're focusing, of course, on agriculture. Dealing with it right now, the crisis, but also what are these industries going to look like after COVID-19, and trying to prepare for that as well. We'll have more assessments coming up tomorrow as we continue to look at the impact of COVID-19, the fallout, the implications, and the challenges moving forward. Hope you'll stay safe and be with us again tomorrow right here on AOA.